But Lord, I hope this day is good. Lord, have you forgotten me? I've been praying to you faithfully. I'm not saying I'm a righteous man, but Lord, I hope you understand.
Hey everyone out there in the Eye on the Outdoors audience, this is Tim Chelswick, also known as Tiny Tim, host of the Thinking Woodsman podcast, wishing you and your loved ones a very Merry Christmas. Because I mean it, and also because if I didn't, Ray said he was going to send Vogler Vogler to come co-host my show.
Then a toast, my love, my dearies, to our Merry Christmas. God bless us.
God bless us.
God bless us, everyone.
Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Now, here's your host, Ray I.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for riding through the break with us, your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I, here with the Vogler Vogler, Peanut, Matty G., and a little tiny Tim. How was that, Vogler Vogler?
That was excellent.
Too much fun, right?
Is it fun getting to say Merry Christmas again?
Yeah. We've never quit saying Merry Christmas.
Yeah, but we've never been politically correct,
are we? And we don't care. If you don't like it, don't listen. Hey, we got a great guest on line with us. We're just going to run out and grab this guy. Hey, Jerry, welcome to the show.
There he is. No?
Jerry.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you are. What happened to you? We lost you for a minute.
I don't know. I'm at deer camp, so you never know what happens up here.
Yep.
Merry Christmas, boys.
Thank you. This is Gerald Bethge, Outdoor Life magazine editor, guru, longtime friend, turkey hunter, fishing guy, doing all kinds of fishing stuff, doing lots of stuff.
Provider of antler porn.
Yeah, some of those deer you've been posting, man. Wow.
The crazy stuff, isn't it? Giant deer, especially Iowa.
Yep.
Iowa.
Yeah.
Giant deer in Missouri, too. Oh, this time of year up here in New England where it's actually everybody else is winding down and we're just getting our game on. Today's the last day of firearm season.
Uh-huh.
And muzzle loader opens Monday and runs through New Year's Eve, and this is really the best time to hunt up here.
Wow. Isn't it a little cold in that country, North Country?
15 degrees this morning. So
yowza.
Yeah, I'm hunting from the Vogler Vogler stand, so which means my living room. So,
yeah.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. So, it's cold as heck, you know. But if you've got the right mindset, right, it's definitely mind over matter. It is a great time to kill a mature buck. There are fewer guys out in the woods
right
after today. Right, today's the last day of firearms. After today, there are fewer guys in the woods. Everybody's all caught up in Christmas activities and all that sort of stuff. And the way things are setting up, we're going to get a snowstorm on Sunday. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday should be really, really prime time deer hunting.
Yes,
so,
indeed.
Again, it's mind over matter. And a lot of guys, they take their vacation time during the rut. And that's cool and all that sort of stuff. I take my vacation time now.
Late season, baby. Late season.
I love late season hunting. I really love it.
I know down here in Missouri, especially in southern Missouri, when we hunted late season, we used to find an area that had some green on it, like a green field, like a winter wheat, secluded winter wheat
yep
field. And those old
yep
bucks are coming, trying to rebuild their strength from the rut and just come into that thing. Oh, man, it was good.
Well, so you're exactly right. You're absolutely right. Our rut up here, despite what the biologists tell you, I think our rut up here is a little bit later than it is in most other places.
Uh-huh.
And we had the best rutting activity the week of Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So right now you're really not, the deer activity is kind of slowed down a little bit. But by next week and the week after, they're going to be coming back to, you know, if you have any food plots in and things like that, I mean, it's going to be game on. Really going
to
be game
on. It's time to be there. Yeah, we used to set up in those little tight funnel areas between the bluff and the creek or the river that went into a green field, and, oh, man, it was just awesome. Muzzleloader late season is one of my favorite times to hunt as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely right. And you know, if you get snow on the ground, especially up here, we usually have snow on the ground this time of year. It is a little bit right now. We had 20 inches a couple of weeks ago, which melted, but we have just a little dusting right now. I mean, tracking is the best way to shoot a deer.
Yeah, you know what? And that is a lost art. I don't know of any of the new deer hunters that I run into around anymore that do the tracking. Everybody did that when I was a kid and a teenager. Everybody I knew tracked deer.
Yeah, and it is, you know, mano a mano. It's you against the deer, and it is so much fun. You know, I can't even tell you, it's so much fun. So, my vacation time is going to be used up from here to the end of the year, which doesn't really. My family is not real happy about that, but that's the way it's going to be.
That's the way it is. Well, what's going on with the magazine, Outdoor Life Magazine? December issue's out. Anything really cool we need to know about?
Actually, December issue's out, and we have three tracking stories in
Imagine
there.
That.
Hal Blood from Maine, who is basically the new Larry Benoit. Remember Larry Benoit?
Yeah, was, sure.
And Hal has kind of picked up the mantle, and he wrote a great tracking story. Ralph Stewart is in there.
Yeah,
buddy Ralph.
Ralphie.
With a story about a buck he tracked. And Mark Scott, who is the head of the Vermont Fish and Game Department, also sent out a tracking story. And great, you can learn so much from just reading these stories. It's outstanding.
Yes, that's good stuff, good stuff. Ralph, I just, you couldn't see me smiling when you said Ralph. I thought of the gobbler he killed named Stubby. and I couldn't help but think about the camp we had in Missouri that year when Nino was with us, and I started that gobbler down off that old dirt road, and we came back to camp. Nobody wanted to go with me, and so I said, "Hey, Ralph, jump in the truck." We drove him down there, threw him out of the truck. Nino says, "Here, hold your gun up right there." I cut. Gobbler ran to the edge of the dirt road on the property on the side of the hill and said, "Shoot him," and he shot him. And Nino ran up and got the turkey, throwed it in the truck. It was still flopping in the truck. Was driving back to camp. And I'm sorry. Ralph looked at me and said, "What just happened?" He says, "I feel like prom night." We pulled back into camp, and Dale said, "You guys forget something?" He was back so quick, and he had a gobbler. And he just like staggered in and sat down and said, "I don't know what just happened."
You know, I've always said that Ralph is probably the luckiest human being I've ever met.
Yeah, that's the truth. I couldn't help but bring up a story like that while I had you on. It's just so much fun. My gosh.
Totally, totally.
All right, Jerry. Awesome, man. We're having a great time. Merry Christmas to you and your family and everybody up there. Tell everybody Deer Camp Uncle Ray said hello. And it's always great getting you. Always great getting you on the show.
So you have Jim Zumbo on. I want to tell a quick story.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Okay, let's do that, okay?
Yep.
So it's 1993. And Vince Morano is the editor of Outdoor Life, but he's having surgery, right? So I get a phone call in November 1993 from Jim Zumbo, and Jim and I worked together for years, and he said, "Jerry, this guy just shot the next world record whitetail," and I'm like, "I don't think so, Jim." Yeah. I'm like, "But it's a huge story," and he's like, "I'm like a couple hours away from him, so I'm going to drive up there and get it." And I said, "All right, do whatever you need to do to get the story."
Right.
"It's going to be our cover story for the March issue."
Okay.
Jim goes up there. He gets the story, and it's my old Hanson, right?
Right.
So he gets back, and I'm all excited. I am like, "This is going to be our cover story." And I tell the president, CEO of the company at the time that owned Outdoor Life, that we're going to put a whitetail on the cover. And he said, "You put a whitetail on the cover of a spring issue, and you're fired."
Wow.
And I said, "This is the story of the century. This is not like a small story." He said, "Okay, mark my words." So Zumbo gets the story, we get the photos, and it's on the cover, and it's time for SHOT Show, and we invited Milo Hansen and his wife Olive to be our guests at the SHOT Show.
Right.
And we go to SHOT Show, and I said to Jim, I said, "We need to, like, go out to dinner and celebrate this, because this is going to be our last meal at Outdoor Life.
Because you're getting fired.
Because we're about to get fired. So Jim's like, okay, what should I bring? And I said, I want a piece of the world record whitetail. Mm-hmm. And he said, what? And I said, I want a piece of the world record whitetail. I want to say that I've eaten the world record whitetail. Anyway, we go to dinner, and I think you were there.
I was there. Roger Ragland was there.
Roger Ragland. We were sitting around a table, and out from Milo Hansen's pocket, inside of his suit, comes this greasy piece of tissue paper.
That's true.
With a half-dollar size piece of summer sausage. And we took a knife.
Sliced it up,
and all of us ate a piece of the world record whitetail.
Wow.
We did. Right there, we had a toast. We all took a bite at the same time.
That's exactly right. And I can always say that I've eaten a piece of the world record whitetail. And that is my favorite Jim Zumbo. I got many Jim Zumbo stories.
Oh, there are so many Jim Zumbo stories. Oh, one of my favorites one time is when he put his card in a ATM machine and it shredded it. I thought that was awesome. I said, Jim, I'll get the coffee.
Oh, great stuff.
Oh, a lot of camps, but Alaska with Jim. Jim, just, I was talking to him the other day about the radio show today, and we were talking about Alaska, and just great times. Me and him and Story went to Charlie Chinooks or something like that. We ran off and hid from Frank Miniter, and we went was bad boys. Great story. Can't go into detail on radio, but what fun.
If you have time for one more short one, this is a great one.
Okay.
Zumbo, one of his weaknesses is sushi, and I love sushi too.
Oh, yeah.
I know some people, right? So at the SHOT Show, every single year, we would have this big sushi fest.
Right.
Okay? We would make sure we went to get sushi. So we went to a restaurant in Las Vegas, and no one really knew how to order it, but Zumbo said, I know how to order it. I will order for the table.
Right.
So there were six of us there, and this big giant platter comes out of, like, the best-looking sushi you've ever seen in your life, and we jumped in, and we ate the hell out of it and all that sort of stuff. And we're getting ready to leave, and we ask for the check, and the waiter says, oh, no, that is not the order. There is much more to come. And there were three orders that size.
Oh.
The check came out to $1,200. And it was like, how in the world are we going to be able to pay for this? So everybody put up a American Express card of some sort, and we tried like hell to figure out how we were going to be able to, you know, write that off.
That didn't get you fired? If the deer didn't get you fired, that didn't get you fired.
No, amazing. I know it. It was a $1,200 bill. It was amazing. And it's like, Jim, that's the last time we're going to let you order sushi.
We were in Alaska. We was at this camp. And this old guy, I mean, he was old back then. This guy was like almost 90. And I knew we were in trouble when he was going to see if the fish was done in the cooker. And he put his hand down in the hot oil. He had no feeling in his hand and blistered his fingers and ate the fish out of his hand. And anyway, he's going to have breakfast. He kept cooking for us. And I said, I need to go to town. We need to go get breakfast. Bob Sarber was there. And the guy made oatmeal. And I went to taste it. Me and Zumbo, and we're like, you know, waiting until the guy's not looking and putting it on some other people's bowls, right? It's so bad. So Sarber comes in. Hey, what's for breakfast? Hey, try the oatmeal. So Sarber takes a bite of oatmeal, makes his face. We're about to pee our pants watching him because the old guy says, what do you think? So anyway, blah, blah, blah. So we're going to go to breakfast, right? So this guy can't do this no more. So we jump in a Suburban and we take off to go to breakfast. The old gentleman's chasing the truck with a skillet. Where are you going? I'll cook for you. Sarber felt so bad. We get to the restaurant. Sarber goes, thank God. He goes, I need oatmeal. I got to have oatmeal. They bring it out. He takes his bite and he spits it out. He goes, it tastes just like that SHIT. That we had at the house.
Oh, Sarber. Wow, that's great.
Sarber's the one that was on the boat when we was up there fishing, and I told the guys, I said, you don't know Sarber, he said, come here, I want to show you something. And Sarber was on the corner of the boat, and he'd catch a fish, and I said, watch. And me and Zumbo and all the standard, he'd pull up this fish, and he'd pull him off the line, he'd put him to his face, say, Bob Sarber, tell your friends, and then he'd drop him back in the lake. We got to get out of here. I could tell 100,000 Zumbo stories, but I won't. Yeah, all the shows. You're breaking up on us, brother.
Merry Christmas to everyone.
Great. Thank you, Jerry. Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Yay.
All right, we need to take a break. He went in and out. That was kind of a weird connection, wasn't it?
That was, yeah.
We got sidetracked on telling stories. We probably should have done that.
But he just, you got to see the pictures that he puts them on your website.
Awesome.
Of these are massive,
beautiful deer.
I don't want to say freaks, but there's just some big deer.
Seasoning. Who's spices next? Coming up.
Next, so I get to finish the last part of my sandwich?
You'll get to taste the last part of the sandwich. With that, we need to take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side, baby.